Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Samach Tes 269. As we continue Parshas Emor, the mitzvahs dealing with the Kohanim. Today we get to the first mitzvah Aseh that we have been dealing with. The last 3 days we have discussed the three Isurim related to who was a Kohen allowed to marry, Zona, Chalal, and Grusha. Before that we had the two mitzvahs relating to the Tumah of Kohanim, the Isur of a Kohen becoming Tameh, and the mitzvah Aseh that he has of becoming Tameh for his primary family members. Those are the first five. And now we get to mitzvah number six of our Parsha, the mitzvah upon Bnei Yisrael to be mechabed Kohanim. That is the mitzvah of Kiddush Zera Aaron. Says the Pasuk, V'kidashto, ki aslechem alokecha hu makriv. One shall sanctify him, because he eats the bread of God, meaning the karbanos. Kadosh yihi alach, he will be kadosh for you, ki kadosh, because I am kadosh. Ani Hashem mekadoshchem. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So we'll have to talk about the phrases of this pasuk as well. So let us continue. Says the Chinuch, mitzvahs Kiddush Zera Aaron, Lekadesh Zera Aharon, to sanctify the Zera of Aaron, Klamar Lekadshamu Lachnisan Lekarban. What does this include? So first of all, to sanctify them and to allow them to bring karbanis. Vizeo Iker HaAseh, that is the main Iker HaAseh, that they do the avoda. It's a Yisrael's mitzvah to allow them to do the avoda, to send them as shlichim to do the avoda, to give them karbanis, to treat them with respect. That is number one. V'chein lahakdimam l'chodar v'shebekdusha. And part two, expanding, is that not only the kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, but any davar shebekdusha, a kohen should come first. Meaning, as we'll talk about, in benching, for example, and in other areas, the mianu bazeh, and if they refuse, lo nishma lahem. We don't listen to them. We're mechabi them anyway. Vizeh kulo lichvod Hashem yisaleh. This is all part of covet for Hashem. Achashahu lakham ubachram lavodaso. After he took them and shows them for his avoda. Shene emar, v'kidashto, ki aslachem alokechu makriv. That's the pasuk. Uba pirish v'kidashto, l'chol davar shebekdusha. Any davar shebekdusha, liftach rishon, to open first. If there's going to be three speakers somewhere, there's a mitzvah saseh to allow the kohen to speak first. We'll get to it. Could go and be mochel, but at least to suggest it. You want to go first, you're a kohen. Ulevarech rishon, and to make the bracha first, to bench, v'litom on the yafa rishon, and to take the first portion first. That is all included in the mitzvah saseh of being mechabi the kohen. The Mishnah Berurah notes in Simen Reish Aleph. Simen Reish Aleph, at the end of Hilchas Berchas Hamazon, the Mishnah Berurah says, on the pasuk of allowing a Kohen to bench, Mitzvah Lahagdimo, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bekriyas HaTorah, allowing him to go first, giving him the first delay, when we go, Yamot HaKohen, the entire Tzibur is fulfilling a Mitzvah Zadeh Daraisa, by letting the Kohen go first with the Aliyah. Ulevarech Risha Besudah, Beberechas Hamotzi, Beberechas Hamazon, Mechin Lahotzi, Bekiddush, Tekidashta, Hu Lechol Davar Shebekdusha. V'kasva Aposkim, and now the Mishnah Berurah expands. Tebechlau, Liftoach Rishon, Elios Rosh HaMedabrim, Bechol Kibbutzam, whenever there's a meeting, let the Kohen speak first. V'lidrosh Tchila, V'hu Adin B'Yeshiva, Yidara Brosh, you have any kind of other meeting. And Pashas is, this is a Din Daraisa. There's a Ptosis that says in Chulin that it's a Durabana, but Rova Rishonim hold, assume this is a Mitzvah Daraisa. Mikom Makom, the Kohen can be Mochal in his covet if he wants others. That's what we say, Birshus HaKohen, except by Kriyas HaTorah, which we'll see soon. The Mishnah Berurah wonders at the end, V'tzarech Iyun, Lama Einis Harnach Shav, Lahaktim Glakon, L'kol Anach Mili. Why do people are not knowing about this? People have a business meeting. Right? If there's a Kohen there, nobody's not, oh, you're Kohen? No, please, you go first. Nobody does that today. Everybody has any other meetings, a shul meeting, let the Kohen speak first? The Mishnah Berurah wonders, why is that? He says, I don't know why. He says, the Magen Avraham quotes this problem, he says, Miyashiv the Minag, Mikom Makom Lechatchila, Bevada Yesh Lizar Bazeh. Lechatchila, if one remembers, if one can, it's part of a mitzvah daraisa to allow the Kohen to go first. Last line of the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Lahaktim Halevi Gamkein, Li Yisrael, Imhein Shavim Bechachma, Bebirchas Hamazon Uba Hamotzi. A Levi also, if they're Shavu B'Chachma, they're not the same as a Kohen. Kohen is even less in Chachma to give him covet. A Levi, not as much. Therefore, be Shavu B'Chachma to allow him to bench and Amotzi V'Chem Benesinas at Staka. The Kal Matimin also Bekriya Gamkin Levi Yisrael. Because after all, he's the Kohen's servant, who's God's servant. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Aleph. There is an important Ha'ara that Rav Asher Weiss has here in the Minchas Asher, where he says there are three mitzvos of giving covet to others. Three mitzvos that we have covered. Number one, we have Kibbutz Av Ve'Em. can be covered to one's parents. Number two, we have kivud rabo v'talmud chacham, covered of the rabbis. And number three, we have this mitzvah of kavod kohanim. Even though all three are kavod, but they are not similar. Each one of these three have a separate idea. Explains the Rashi Weiss beautifully. This is in Parshas Emma, right here. Kibud avim, what's the goal, is to service them and to make sure that they are taken care of in all of their needs. L'sham sham l'sapik sarcheyem. That's what the examples that Chazal give in Kiddushin. Ma'achilo, mashkeyu, v'chulu. That's kibud parents. Kibud rabbeim and tamidei chachamim. Well, that's to make sure my Rebbe has enough to eat. That's the kavod of giving my Rebbe. No, go get him lunch. No, that's a different type of kavod. Kavod of a Rebbe is to feel small in front of him and to lower myself in front of him. It's closer to the awe, yira, than the kavod. But that's the idea of giving kavod to a Rebbe, not sitting in his seat and v'chulu. Inyano hachna v'hisbatlus b'fneihem. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, all malachas that an Eved does for a master, a Talmud does for his Rebbe. Because it's an avdus, it's creation of a relationship. That is second. And then we have our mitzvah, number three, neither of these. It's not our point isn't to make sure the Kohen has everything he needs. That's not the point of this mitzvah. That's other mitzvahs. Giving him truma, giving him challah. But that's not this mitzvah. And the purpose of this covenant is also not to be mizbata myself to the Kohen. But the purpose of this mitzvah is to give, as we'll see in the chinuch, romamus. To raise up the Kohen, and that will lead me, not dafka, to lower myself, but to recognize the service that the Kohen does to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate purpose. That's different. And that's Mishum Kach Iker Inyano Kedima. It's all about putting him first. That's the Iker part of the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Rashi Weiss, we shouldn't be confused. Even though there's kavod by each of these three, they're very different ideas. Again, kavod of parents, kavod of rebbeim, and kavod of kohanim. But beautiful that we look at it in those three, put these three into one category. Okay, let us continue. Says the Chinuch. Again, there's a lot to talk about. We'll see what we can fit in. V'lashon Sifra, v'kidashto al karcho. We must sanctify him against the Kohen's will. Klomar, shezos ha-mitzvah anachronit savinu ba, we are commanded v'ein zeh v'b'chiras ha-Kohen. It's not up to the Kohen. Okay, certain things he can be mochala, but really it's our mitzvah. It's our mitzvah. Says Rashi, the same thing. V'kidashto al karcho. Shem l'ratza l'garesh. Also, we must keep him holy. That means if he's married to a grusha, we have to force him to get divorced, relating to our other mitzvahs. But he has to be forced. Halkei av Yisrael, achi garish. We have to hold him to a high regard. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov here says, the first of two hopefully we'll mention today, Rabbi Yaakov says, what's the emphasis of this halacha that it's not a choice? Because we have many other psukim in the Torah that sound like this. V'kidashto, sanctify him. Kedoshim tiyu. There are other psukim like that. The Rambam says clearly elsewhere in Shorash Beis and the Sefer HaMitzvos that those are not counted as mitzvahs. Be holy. Kedoshim tiyu. That's not a mitzvah. That's a general nice idea. Be holy. Or V'yasisa hayashar v'atov in Sefer Dvarim. Right, do what's right and good. That's not a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah according to the Rambam. That's a general thing. You know, do good, do what God wants. To counteract that idea, says Rabbi Yaakov, don't think that that's what's going on here. V'kidashto is a nice idea. No, it's not a nice idea. It's a halacha. And it's a mitzvah and it's a chiv. And therefore, even if the Kohen wants to back out and not accept it, so then we should not listen to him. L'chor ha'yef shalom, says Rabbi Yaakov, t'gam gari kohenim nami hu tzivui kolel, v'lo nimna zeh l'mitzvah b'fnei atzma, l'zebir d'ha mitzvah ala Yisrael nemra, imken al-karchach mitzvah miyuchedesi, v'chei ma shesiyim b'sov tzvar, v'lo rabos balmum muchrach. Also, balmum is included. Even though Kohen balmum, one has this iser by as well, which, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to that halacha soon. Okay, so it's not totally on the Bechiras Kohen. Vod Amru, Kadoshim Yule, Lokeyam Al Karcham, Vayu Kodesh Thrabas Bali Mumen, as we just said. Shalonomar Acher Sheze Eno Roy Lahakriv Lechem Elokeyam, Lomazen Nakdimeo Venechabdeu. The Pasuk says, Viki Badato, Viki Dashto, Kieslach Lokechu Makriv. Well, hey, Balmum is not Makriv, so maybe we shouldn't have a mitzvah. So that's why we're empty. Chazal say no. A Balmum gets the covet also, even if he's not being Makriv. Alkein Amru, that's why he repeats. It repeats, Ki Kadosh, Hu Makriv, Kadosh Yelach. He'll be Kadosh for you, even if he's not being Makriv to Lechem Elokecha. Where else does this come up? Major Machlokes Achronim. What about a Kohen Katan? Is there a Chiv to be Mechabed, a Kohen Katan? So that's a Machlokes. The Magen Avram says no. Why? Because it doesn't do the Avoda. So he doesn't do the avoda. That's what the Magen Avraham says. There's no chiyuv on a kohen katan. Rabbi Kiva Eger right there on the Shulchan Aruch says no. For hayu kodesh, including in bali mumin, they also don't do the avoda. So if they don't do the avoda, so what's the difference? So just like it's about give a bali mumin kavod, maybe you should have to give a kid kavod, right? Do you give katan kohen and aliyah? Discussion in the postkin. Minhag Olam in the Ashkenazic circles is not to. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to defend the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham knows about the drush about the Baal Mum, but there's a difference between a Baal Mum and a Katan. A Baal Mum still gets a chelek of the Karbanis. Afal Pishinim Ovdim, Mikamakam Chokin Lecho. Right, the Gemara in Zvachim Tavsadiches. Mashenkin Katan, Avalisha Ocha Mikamakam Inocholek. So a Katan is totally Mufka. So maybe you cannot compare Katan to Baal Mum, but either way, that's another issue that comes up related to this halacha of Baal Mum. Let us continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's some of the messages behind this mitzvah? Lefisha Yaduaki Mikavet Ha'adon Lachabi Misharsav. It's covered for Hashem to us that we should be Machabi, his servants. Ubachal Eis Kvodenu Akonim, and whenever we give covet to the Kohanim, Niskarvenik Famba Machshav Asenu, Kvodo Baruchu Begadlo, it'll bring us to honor him, capital H. In this way, even though Rav Asher Weiss said that all three covets are different, maybe one could say in their each of their different ways, all three of them have, though, as an ultimate goal, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch says himself, by the mitzvah of Kippur Avaim, once I give covet to my parents, I'll recognize the third shutuf of the creating me, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right here he says, giving covet to the servants will bring me to give covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What can you even say that about HaKadosh? Right, Tamidei Chachamim. Right, Es Hashem Alkecha Tira. So says the Chinuch, that's what we're supposed to be brought to. U'bizchus ha-machshava ha-zacha va-ha-me'ula v'haratzon ha-tov, and through my pure and uplifted machshava, tachu berchaso baruch hu v'tuvah ha-gadol aleinu, his bracha will be chal on us. And he wants to give us brachas. He's just waiting. It's as if he's up in Shamayim, or if Pinkus describes, gives a mashal, and he's waiting to give us brachas. But we just have to open the pipes. If the pipes aren't open, the bracha is not going to come down. So if we do mitzvahs, if we daven, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu demands of us, then we'll be roi to get the bracha. Just to keep in mind, parenthetically, the Chinuch says here that the point of this mitzvah is to honor the servants, and that will bring us to honor Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how, dangerously, the Rambam describes how Avodah Zarah started. Beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, well, people thought in the door of Enosh, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon and the stars, wouldn't he want us to honor them? So they started honoring them. They said, you know, it's covered to the president to honor the vice president. So they started honoring the sun and the moon and the stars, and the rest is history, the rest is tragic, that people forgot about that they were servants and just focused on them. So one has to be very careful not to ascribe any inherent power to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are chosen, but they're not any less human and more angelic than any other person. Moshe Rabbeinu was the closest to a Malach, 40 days and 40 nights, but even he was a human being. And that's what we assume. Moshe died. Moshe was born and Moshe died. That's why the Bali Musar say at the beginning of Parsha Shmos, why we don't have a name in the Sefer before Moshe's born. We don't have a name. To emphasize, they're human. Moshe Rabbeinu came from human parents. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing by not giving any names. And it's even, some point out, to contrast to the originator of a different religion, who is said in the believers of that religion not to come from human parents. Moshe Rabbeinu, our Goel, comes from human parents, and that's why Daf gets emphasized. So even though we give kavod to Rabbanim, to Kohanim, we don't ascribe to them any special powers, just chosenness. Right? That's relating to the mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, right in the middle, some of the halachas of this mitzvah. Mashal Mizrachan Lavrach. Again, there's many hours of shiurim that we can have. We'll just try to mention a few ideas. Shaseder Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur Zehu. We know that in Shul, Kohen gets the first aliyah. Shekohen Kohen Rishon La'olam. That is, again, if we have Kavana for it, it could be beautiful. Every Shabbos, every Monday, Thursday, the entire Tzibur fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa of the Kiddushto, of giving Kavod. V'yachar of Levi, V'yachar of Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. V'meisham Kohen, what happens if there's no Kohen in Shul? So if you ask a Kohen, he'll never know. A lot of them like, really? Like, we're many of the, us Yisraelim, right? We're like used to it. No Kohen, okay, call up anybody. Something called a Levi Yisrael. But if you're a Kohen, it's never happened to you that you were in Shul and there was never a Kohen. Or if you're a Levi, Right, so really, what's the halacha? So the halacha is, if you're, no, going nisparda chavila, literally, the rope gets unwound. What does that mean? Rashi, this is a line from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Rashi, there is two days. Nisparda chavila, give whoever you want. Or nisparda chavila, you could give a Levi if you want also. So this 2 days, whether you go straight to a Yisrael, or you give a Levi and then a Yisrael. So they say the quote, or Soloveitchik always wanted people to remember that day in Rashi and Gittin Nun Tes. So even though he was a Levi, he was a Levi, all the Soloveitchiks are Levium. He was a Levi, so he told them, no, give me Yisrael, Rashi and Gittin Nun Tes. Right, to make sure that they remember that day, that this part of the Chavila, you could go straight to a Yisrael. V'im ein sham Levi, Kohen, Koresh, Nepa'amim. If there is no Levi in Shul, which again, if you ask a Levi, he might not know what happens. The Kohen gets two Aliyahs. Kohen gets both Aliyahs. Why? Why didn't you just give a different Kohen? Because people then might think there was something wrong with the first Kohen. Mishum Pagam. And that is why, if the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, no Levi, he gets a freebie, a second one. The Kohen achar Kohen lo yikra mishum Pagam shal rishon. The Levi achar Levi lo yikra mishum Pagam shnehem. Two Leviim don't get either. Okay. There's a big discussion. This is the halacha, and this is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch, even if a Kohen is an Am Haaretz, and a Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham, we always give the Kohen first. Right, but on Machlokas, the Gemara says, and AFLP, we have all of these rules about Aliyahs. There's many Machlokas, Rahman al-Islam. But we don't have Machlokas, the Kohen always gets the first Aliyah. Use discussion in the postgame, could a Kohen be Mochel this? Could a Kohen be Mochel? After all, let's say it's a Monday and Thursday, and you have a yard site and two yard sites, or have a yard site and a chasen, or something. You need two Yisraelim. You need two Aliyahs here. So what do you do? So there are many later Achronim, not everybody, but many later Achronim that allow a Yisrael to get it in one of two ways. Some Achronim are even radical enough to say that the Kohen is allowed to stay inside the shul. And the Gabbai says something like, B'mechilas Kohanim, Yamod, da-da-da. Rav Moshe does not suggest that. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, actually a tshuva that's written to my father, in Igris Moshe, Chelek Bey, Simila Medalib. Rav Moshe writes that, let me just find it here. Rav Moshe writes that he allows, Chelek Bey, Simila Medalib. He says, B'dvar Masha Baharbi Batiknasius, Koram Liyisrael, B'makam Kohen, Kishi Sarech, Go Chnei Chiyuvim, Im Shaper Avdi, Harba the Knesses, what should you do? So he says, Maker Din, they can be Mochel, Yitzias Akonim Beis Akneses, Eno Meyetzim Adin, but that's what is usually done. Therefore, if there's no Kohen at the moment that Israel is called up, then it's okay. It's okay, because he's out of the shul. But do we ask the Kohanim to leave? So that's what Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef also, and Yabia Omer, Archaim Chelik Vav, also as a Tshuva Simichav Gimel, discusses this. But many Achronim are Mako. Sometimes you have very large shuls. As they have two yard sites, they both want Aliyahs, and then they have a yard site. So there are Kulas in this regard. Okay, let's continue. The Kavod Zeh Nasa Lahem Kishir Uyim Lakach. We give this kavod to them when they are ra'ui. Aval, hayu, ba'alei averis, nimna mi kavod. If they are ba'alei averis, rachman al-islan, they are beferish. Ba'alei, in beferhesya. Ba'alei averis, beferisum. So then, the kavod is limited. For amri zechonu lebracha, the Gemara then of Harius says, shemam zir tamal chacham kodim la'koin amaretz. V'yachshab bizman hazel lo ra'inu, mi shektim atzmo l'shum koim ebnei chachmaso. Nowadays, we don't do this based on chachma, but we do this if there is a Kohen who, sometimes, what if he's a Mechal Shabbos before Hesya? What if it's a Kohen who is married to a Grusha? So we discussed a couple of days ago, Moshe says not to give him the first Aliyah there. Because then he's Dafka being Mechalel, specifically by a Kohen and a Grusha. He's being Mechalel, he's denying his own Kahuna. So we're going to be Mechabed him if he's denying his own Kahuna. Therefore, there are limits to the din in this case. So what do we see? There is a mitzvah of Kohanim in terms of giving them kavod, letting them speak first, letting them get the first aliyah, even against their will, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, getting the first aliyah. Then at the end, the chinuch says, "V'no heges b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zacharim ben akevis." The mitzvah applies always. Shemitzvah kulam l'chabei zera aron. It's the mitzvah upon others, upon Yisraelim, to give kavod to the kohanim. This is one of those mitzvos that it depends who you are. Either you have a chiyuv to do it or not. If you're a Kohen, you're chayiv in all the other mitzvahs. If you're a Yisrael, you're chayiv in this mitzvah. No one Jew could do all the mitzvahs. There's a whole other element to this mitzvah that the chinuch does not mention. That the Minchas Chinuch brings up in Oz Beis. And that is the isser of hishtamshus b'kohen. A Kohen servicing me. That the Gemara says, hamishtamish b'kohuna is a problem. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'kohuna. The Ramah writes in Simin, kuf Chaf Ches, right? The Siman about Nesias Kapayin. Sif Mem Hei. The Rama writes, I'll read it to you. Says the Rama, Asur Lehishtamish Bekohen, Afilu Bizman Azeh, Tehavi Kemoel Behektish, Imlo Mochel Alkach. If he's not Mochel. A Kohen can be Mochel, but if I, can you please get me a cup of water? If I ask a Kohen? So, if you have to, if he's a Kohen, I gotta be careful. Can you, I know you're a Kohen, but yeah, I'm Mochel, I'm fine. So, if he's a Kohen, he really, is it a really appropriate? That's what the Rama quotes. Rama quotes, right? This was a fascinating story. It's quoted in the Gos Mordechai and all the Rishonim in Gittin about Rabbeinu Tam. There was a Kohen that poured water over Rabbeinu Tam's hands. So they asked Rabbeinu Tam, I am Ishtamish Bekuhuna Yilke. Rabbeinu Tam answered, Bizman Shebigdeyam Aleihem Kuhunasam Aleihem. Ein Bigdeyam Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam Aleihem. Quoting a Gemara in Mesech HaZvachim. Saying that, yesterday's Parsha, they're only Kahanim if they're wearing Begadim. Bigdey Kuhuna. That's what he answered. Really? What about today getting the first Aliyah? What about benching first? What is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam obviously is saying there are two aspects of a Kohen. There's a Kohen B'migdash and a Kohen B'gvulin. Or there's a Kohen L'gabi this and a Kohen L'gabi that. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Isser of Hishtamshus, of using a Kohen, flows from his din of Mikdash. Maybe that's from the language of Moel. And therefore he said that a whole halacha doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. The Ramah doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tazir quotes Rabbeinu Tam, but the Ramah says, Beferish, that one should be careful. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes other early Achronim who say that he could be Mochel, but still, there's always a difference between Mochel on Kavod and Bizayon. A Rebbe can be Mochel on his Kavod, but he can't be Mevaza himself. So too here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Shema shall be Zayon, Tov LaHachmer, he shouldn't be Bavada Yishli Zahir. Dr. Abraham, the Nishmat Avraham, quotes of Shlomo Zalman, who says maybe Kohanim should not go into professions where they are going to have to do certain avodos of Bizayon. It would seem then, I'm reading Dr. Abraham, that a Kohen who works as a male nurse, either in a private home or in a hospital, where ritual impurity from the dead can be avoided, is permitted to perform any duties needed for patient care. These duties might include washing the patient or aiding him in the bathroom. This is permitted since the Kohen is receiving payment for his activities. That's a kulav, he's getting paid for it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman agreed with my conclusion. However, he noted that it's preferable for a Kohen not to enter a profession, such as medicine or nursing, if by doing so he'll need to perform any activities which are objectively demeaning for others. Besides the fact of going to medical school and the other issues of that we discussed a couple of days ago, but that is the Shlomo Zalman's added issue of avodos and umnis that are considered bizyonos. Maybe one other ha'ara before we finish. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud discusses what about a Kohen murderer, Rachmana Litzlan? The Amharik Atzeh Nefesh Ohemir Vasa Tshuva. If a Kohen murdered or became a mumar, then he did tshuva. Even though regarding duchening, the Gemara says and the Rishonim discuss, maybe that's not allowed. Maybe a Kohen not allowed to duchen, even if he killed Beshogeg. There are tshuvas written. Rav Avadya has tshuvas in about whether a Kohen who killed somebody by accident in a car accident. What about a Kohen who's in Sahal, who had to kill in self defense? There he says for sure is mutter because that's he's doing a mitzvah there. But if it's in a car accident where Avadya is machalik between if it was his fault or not, was he going over the speed limit for chulu? But he says the Minchas Chinuch, that's all regarding duchening because duchening is compared to avoda. But regarding this mitzvah, the kidashto, for sure one still has the mitzvah. If you look in the last source in Os Yud, the last point in the Minchas Chinuch. The Chinuch says it's noy b'chol makom v'chol zman, and he says even though there are those like the Magen Avraham who say that maybe we're making in some of these halachas because nowadays we don't have kohen miyuchasim, we have kohen muchzakim. We assume they're kohanim. Do we know for sure? They're muchzakim, but apopikein we have to treat it as a sveika d'oraisa, and we have to try to do all we can to fulfill this mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we'll get into the 270s next time as we pick up with the mitzvahs related to the Kohen Gadol. Now that we've done the mitzvahs related to the Kohen, coming up is the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol. We'll stop here.